Thank you for listening to Sorcerer Radio. At this time, when you gather family and friends to celebrate, take a moment to remember the families that cannot be together and give thanks to those that are serving in the armed forces. Happy holidays from your friends at Sorcerer Radio.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Be sure to check out WDWDailyNews.com. WDW Daily News provides articles and other information about the Walt Disney Company and more. Be sure to follow them on Twitter at WDWDailyNews, a proud partner of Sorcerer Radio.
For good and a very important sorcerer.
The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Are you insane?
It's DW60 with Jeff Davis on Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Welcome to the program. It's episode 11 of DW60's Press Row Podcast. Jeff Davis here with you. Hope you're having a fantastic day wherever you may be listening. And I hope you had a fantastic Thanksgiving as well. You got some good food. You got to spend some time with family. And maybe you did a little Black Friday shopping. Went to Walmart, Best Buy, or Walt Disney World over there at Disney Springs or something. I had a good one myself, went home to Arkansas to see my family, and we had a nice spread of food there on the table for all of us to eat. We, of course, gorged ourselves like most people do on Thanksgiving, just eat, 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 and eat. You know, we cleaned up real quick, and I helped my sister do her Black Friday shopping. We started off at Walmart, standing in line for a couple of hours before things went on sale, and picked up a bunch of DVDs, and we finally got done. Walmart wasn't that bad this year, where I'm from in South Arkansas. Normally, it's just mass chaos when you walk in there. But this time, you know, it was fine. Didn't have any issues. And got done with that, and then we headed to Monroe, Louisiana. And we went down to the mall down there, and she went to a bunch of stores. I was just kind of along for the ride. It's a tradition with my family for like the last 6 years to go Black Friday shopping. And we were up until, I guess, 4 a.m. Friday morning doing our shopping and stuff. And went back home, slept most of the day on Friday. But I think she got everything she needed. My sister bought a bunch of DVDs, for the kids. My other sister did as well, her and her husband. So I didn't really get anything. I got a pop socket for $2. That was the extent of my Black Friday shopping. So, but we are here to recap the headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort that you heard during DW60 on Sorcerer Radio over at srsounds.com. Now, this week, not so much headline. Well, there was one headline that just blew my mind that a couple of individuals were involved in over at Disney's Animal Kingdom. And then the other one is a rant, really, because Nicole and I took a trip to the Walt Disney World Resort the weekend after Thanksgiving. We were there Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I really honestly thought that I was going to get through a Walt Disney World vacation without having to rant about something. And our last day there in the parks on Sunday changed all of that. So you're going to hear that, which I talked about on Press Row this past Thursday on Sorcerer Radio. And also, for email time, there was one email, and the question was asked about a certain attraction over in the World Showcase in Epcot. So a lot to talk about this time around during Press Row Podcast, and hope you enjoy it, all right? Let's get started.
No. Turn on the news!
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you the top news stories from the Walt Disney World Resort on DW60. This is Press Row.
Time for the headlines from the Walt Disney World Resort. It's DW60's Press Row here on Sorcerer Radio, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and the Weeby Geeks Network. Ladies and gentlemen, we are standing at 423 days without a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. Now, Cole and I did have an opportunity to go to Mickey's Very, Very Merry Christmas Party on Sunday night. We were at a crossroads when it came to that decision. We thought about doing that, and we also thought about doing the Keys to the Kingdom tour there at the Magic Kingdom. And we ended up deciding on the Christmas party simply because it is the holiday season. That's the time, the only time that the Christmas party is available there at the Magic Kingdom. And we can do the other tour any time of year that we want to. We can do it on our next trip to Walt Disney World. So we said to ourselves, why not go ahead and do that? You know, have the cookies and the cocoa and the cider and the parade and everything else. That's what we decided to do. The reason I'm talking about that is this. You've got the Christmas parade during Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Great parade. Don't get me wrong. We had a great spot there at Cinderella's Castle in the hub, right there on the curb. Parade came through. Looked great. Enjoyed it. Loved the toy soldiers and all that stuff, the reindeer dancing and seeing all the characters and everything. Floats looked good. Had a good time. But that parade is not Spectro Magic. That parade is not the Main Street Electrical Parade. There's just something different about those nighttime parades compared to the Christmas party. Now, you may not agree with me on this. This is just my opinion. Like I said, the floats look good, but I would have rather seen them covered in Christmas lights. Covered. That would have given me more of a feeling of a really good nighttime parade at Walt Disney World. But the type of parade that they give you at the Christmas party, you could do that during the day. Sure, it was decorated for Christmas and their characters, you know, they were in their Christmas best as far as, you know, their costumes and everything. But you could have done this during the day. It's a nighttime parade at Walt Disney World. I want lights. Lots and lots of lights. Each one of the floats, you know, smelled like something holiday-like. Smelt like a Christmas tree. Smelt like a gingerbread cookie or whatever. They were good floats, don't get me wrong, but I wanted lights. I get that. And we still don't get that when Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party isn't going on. We don't get a nighttime parade at Walt Disney World. Why? Because Disney decided to take it away from us for whatever reason. And that is why we now stand at 423 days without a nighttime parade at the Magic Kingdom. Well, it was first reported over on Reddit that four guests attempted to climb the Tree of Life over at the Animal Kingdom. Makes me think about something. A Star Trek movie. I don't know if it was, I think it was five. Five or six, something like that. No, maybe it was five. Yeah. No, not sure. Thinking back to in my head, but big Star Trek fan. It was five. It starts off with Captain Kirk and Spock and Dr. McCoy, Bones, if you want to call him. Yeah, he's called that. They were there on Earth, on shore leave. Kirk is climbing a mountain. And Spock all of a sudden shows up while he's climbing the mountain with a pair of jet boots, just kind of hovering next to him. And he kind of asks Kirk, he's like, why are you climbing this mountain? Kirk looked up at the mountain and he said, because it's there. Spock said to him, he said, I don't think you understand the gravity of your situation. So, two individuals decide, hey, let's go climb the Tree of Life. Why? Because it's there. Or maybe because they were drunk. Or maybe they did it because of a dare. Either way, it was a dumb thing to do. You don't go and climb something like that just because it's there. You don't go and climb something like that because your buddy looks at you and says, hey, check it out, dude. I dare you to go and climb the Tree of Life. You don't do that. That's stupid. I don't think they understand or understood the amount of harm they could have done to themselves had they have fallen off that thing. They didn't climb all the way to the top. Don't get me wrong. They made it up maybe a quarter of the way until people started seeing them and taking pictures. It was on Twitter, Facebook, Reddit, all over the place. Photos started to go viral in the Disney communities of these two individuals climbing the Tree of Life. Are those roped off areas there for a reason? Yes. To not go past them. That's why Disney has them in place. What kind of a person just up and decides, I'm going to go on the other side of this little fenced-in area here and check it out? Disney put it there because they don't want you there. Disney put it there because it's not safe. Or were you just so drunk that all common sense just left your brain? Literally, you took your brain out of your head, you put it on the ground there in front of the Tree of Life, so we can go climb it. Stupid. Dumb. The crazy thing was, is I was at Walt Disney World when this happened. I was over at the Magic Kingdom. I would have loved to have been there when that happened. You can guarantee I would have started streaming live in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone of these two individuals. One picture showed one individual, I guess he was on his phone, or her phone, I couldn't tell, taking pictures with their phone or something. I would have loved to have been there and broadcasted that live to you guys, because it was absolutely crazy. In one of the pictures, there are two cast members at a concession booth just doing their regular job and everything. Didn't even notice the two people were up there. Had no idea whatsoever. Stupid thing. Yeah, Disney security got a hold of them. You can guarantee they were kicked out of the park. Gone. See ya. Don't know if they got banned from Disney World for life, though. Not sure about that. It would not surprise me if they did. Wouldn't surprise me one bit. Disney didn't make any type of a statement whatsoever when it comes to this incident. I don't think that they will. Disney security went and got them and took them away, took them in the back to talk to them and probably sent them home. Don't know if they got arrested. Not sure. But who does that? Who just up and says, I'm going to go climb the Tree of Life? That's like saying, hey, let's go climb Cinderella's castle. Hey, let's go attempt to climb Spaceship Earth. Hey, let's go and attempt to climb the Tower of Terror. Hey, let's attempt to get into the area of Kilimanjaro Safaris and see the animals. Things like that people don't do because they have common sense. These two individuals have zero common sense. It reminds me of this. I think it happened, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago? Some guy got really drunk and just said, you know what? I'm going to climb the temple in Mexico in the World Showcase. And he did. I believe he made it all the way to the top, I think. Disney got a hold to him. Don't know if he ever came back to the parks. May have been banned for life. Same thing. What did Disney have to do when that incident happened? They had to put up signs. Do not climb. So now what are they going to have to do? They're going to have to put up signs for those who don't use their brain to let them know, do not try to climb the Tree of Life. Unbelievable that those people decided to do something like that. I am really glad that they did not get hurt. That would have made the situation even worse than what it was, but I'm glad they did not get hurt. I hope that they are banned for life and will never return to Walt Disney World. That I do. I do hope. They have no business going back to Walt Disney World, ever, or Disneyland, or any Disney park in the world, because if they'll do something like this, they will do something else at another park. because they did not use their brain. They did not use common sense. Simple things of right and wrong, do's and don'ts. Yes, why did Captain Kirk climb that mountain in the movie? Because it's there. Because he enjoys it. Because it's an area where you're allowed to do something like that. These two individuals took it upon themselves to go into a restricted area and climb a structure they had no business being on. Crazy, crazy thing. So, yeah, that happened. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I thought I was going to get through a Walt Disney World vacation without having to rant about something. And that changed on the very last day. I'll talk about it next here on Press Row.
There's a new name for adventure in coffee. Trader Sam's Coffee is now Expedition Roasters. Find all your favorite roasts like Skipper's Brew, Ghoulish Delight, Enchanted Tiki Coconut, Redhead Rum, and more. All small batch roasted by the same mom-and-pop proprietors. Expedition Roasters is the creator of the themed coffee experience. So why not brew a little magic at your home? Start your adventure today at expeditionroasters.com. And Sorcerer Radio listeners, be sure and take advantage of the special offer and save 20% off your first order with code SR20. That's SR20 at expeditionroasters.com. Brew your happy place.
Missing the scents of Disney? Three Cheeky Chicks Wax Company offers an array of Disney-inspired scents in their home fragrance line. Wax melts, scented candles, and room sprays to bring the scents of Disney to your home. Visit their website, www.magicallyscented.com.
Do you have a Disney-related business or product and would like help getting the word out? Become a sponsor of Sorcerer Radio today. For more information, please contact our business office via email at sponsors@srsounds.com.
Ready for some fun in the Disney parks? Don't forget your Sorcerer Radio gear. The Sorcerer Radio Shop has everything you need to show your SR pride in the parks. Pins, shirts, hats, and more. Before you begin your vacation, stop by the Sorcerer Radio Shop at srsounds.com/shop.
DW60 with Jeff Davis on Sorcerer Radio. SRSounds.com.
It's part two of DW60's Press Row here on Sorcerer Radio. And I just had to do a little bit of ranting. I honestly thought that I was going to get through this small trip, 3-day trip to the Walt Disney World Resort, and have nothing to rant about because everything was going so well. Did not have any problems. Wasn't really upset about anything, you know. Everything was going great. Attractions were good. Food was good. A little bit of the food was kind of pricey that we didn't expect. A price hike on a certain thing. But we dealt with it. We were okay, fine, no problem. And then our final day came. It was Sunday. And we were headed to the Magic Kingdom that day because, of course, we had Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party later on that evening. So Nicole's friend Amber had come from Tampa to spend the day with her. She went with us to Trails End. We had brunch there at Trails End. Very good brunch. Really good food. And a good price, too. Reasonable price for the food that you're getting. Good quality food. Had a great brunch. Walked out very full. So I was feeling good, you know. Nicole decided to ride with Amber, and I had the truck, so I, you know, was following them. So we get up to go to the Magic Kingdom, everything, and we're driving around. Everything's great. Parking at Walt Disney World is an interesting thing. You're paying $20 if you're not staying at a Walt Disney World resort to park your car between two lines, ride a tram to get to the park. You're paying $20, okay? If you're an annual pass holder, you get to park for free. If you're staying in a Walt Disney World resort, you get to park for free. So this should be a very easy and simple process. You go through the toll, you park your car, you get on the tram, you go to the park. No problem. Should be good to go. So I'm following them. We get to the toll there at the Magic Kingdom. They go through. I'm right there next to him in the other lane. I pull out my annual pass card and my ID to show it to him. And the cast member just looks at me and starts talking about my shirt. I was wearing a shirt called, not called, but it said Hakuna Matata. And it had, you know, the Lion King, you know, Simba and all the guys on it. You get it at Target for like $12. I wore that, you know, so I hadn't worn it before. So she's talking about my shirt and everything. And as she's talking to me, which seemed like an eternity, Nicole and Amber just kept on going. They didn't see that I was stopped and had not gotten through yet. So the cast member was talking to about a minute and a half, 2 minutes go by. And she has yet to look at my ID and also my annual pass card. And finally, she just says, all right, well, go ahead. And I'm thinking, oh, thank goodness. Okay, thank you. She was just wanting to talk about my shirt. Okay, fine, whatever. So I'm driving. I get in the lanes to go and park there at the Magic Kingdom. And you know how it is when you get in there. It's two lanes as you come into the parking area. And everybody's kind of, you know, filing into one lane. One car goes, the other car goes. It all becomes one lane. Not a problem. So I let the person in front of me or next to me go in front of me because that's the courteous thing to do. You let the person go in front of you so that everybody can get into one lane so that we can park. No problem. I do that all the time. Yeah, I waved them on. Go ahead. So that car goes by. The cast member who is directing traffic walks up towards my truck as it is moving and throws up his hand. Stop. And so I stopped. No problem. And his arm automatically goes off to the side, saying, I want you to go this direction. What he wanted me to do was start a brand new lane of cars to park. I have no problem with that. That's fine. Great. I will start the new line. Do I like being the very first one all the way down at the end? No, I don't. I don't like that. I'm doing enough walking as it is. I hate being the first one. I don't like it. But I do it because that's what's required for me to do to park. Okay, fine. So he motions for me to go that way. I want to turn and go that way, but I can't. Why? Because he is literally standing a foot, maybe 2 feet away in front of my truck. And he's motioning his hand, go that way. I had my window down and I said to him very calmly and very nicely, sir, I need for you to back up so that I can make the turn. He didn't say a word. He just motioned me down the lane to go park. I said it again, a little bit louder. Sir, I need for you to move so I can make the turn so I can go park. He just kind of gives me this smug look on his face and motions his hand once again for me to go down the lane and park. I don't think he understood that the amount of distance that he was standing in front of my truck, if I had gone to try and turn, I would have hit him. I'm in a Ram 1500 full-size truck. This thing does not turn on a dime. I could not make the turn because he was in my way. And he just stood there and he looked at me like I was some person with no common sense, like the guys who climbed the Tree of Life. That's how he looked at me, like, dude, what are you doing? I'm telling you to go this way. Why aren't you doing it? I'm doing it because you're standing in front of my vehicle and I can't make the turn. So here's what I ended up having to do. I had to put my truck in reverse. And I had to wait for the person behind me to realize I was doing this. I had to back up my truck a couple of feet to finally be able to make the turn. The person behind me also had to back up so that I could make this turn to go down and start a new line of parking there in the Magic Kingdom parking lot. And do you think that he moved a single inch while I'm doing this? No, he did not. He did not move a single inch. So I backed up for far enough, turned my wheel to the right, and I'm inching through, making sure I don't hit him. Probably didn't miss him by much. But the entire time that I'm making this turn, he is just glaring at me. And what did I do?
I glared right back at him. That was not smart. That was not safe. That was a bad decision from a cast member at Walt Disney World. Bad decision. I understand that it can be a little frustrating getting people to park where you want them to and keep things flowing. Pretty stressful job if you think about it. All these cars coming through. But just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean you need to put yourself in harm's way of a vehicle that you're wanting to park somewhere. When you're standing that amount of distance in front of my truck and I cannot make a turn, what is the thing that you do? You move back a couple of feet. I'm not going to try and run through you to get to the lane ahead of me so that I can park real close to the tram. I'm not going to do that. Not that type of a person. No. I'm going to park wherever you tell me to park, but I have to be able to have room to make the turn and park down there. And he just absolutely was not going to move a single inch until he was ready to ensure that I was not going to try and go past him and park in a different spot. I get it that you want me to start a new lane. I understand that. But I don't want to run you over trying to make the turn you want me to make to go down there. And so, of course, we both just glared at each other the entire time I'm making this turn. And so I finally made my turn safely and headed down the lane to start the parking row. And the whole time in my mind, I'm just... That was not smart by that cast member. That was not safe by that cast member. It seems to be a trend that is going on at the Walt Disney World Resort here in the last few years of cast members with really bad attitudes. I've heard it many times. I heard it in the Magic Kingdom on Sunday with another situation. I won't tell you what that is, but I heard about it. I even heard about it from another cast member, how they see how certain cast members have a really bad attitude towards guests at Walt Disney World. And that situation that I was in is obviously a direct result of that. But do you know what I also hear? I haven't been to Universal in a while. It's been about 3 or 4 years. But I hear the cast members at Universal will bend over backwards to try and make your vacation at Universal great. And they are always nice. They are always helpful. On Sunday, while we're talking to some people, just the simple things of asking a cast member at Walt Disney World where certain things are, they get responses like, "Oh, I don't know where that is. I have no idea where that is. I don't know. Just gives you short answers and just very snippy, you know? It's happening a lot, and people talk about it a lot. What is the problem? Why is it all of a sudden that customer satisfaction and customer service at Disney is going downhill so badly? And so many people mention the fact that cast members, not all of them, but some, have really bad attitudes. So that was the first thing that upset me. And I'm like, oh, obviously I'm ranting when I get home. And then something else happened. And it has to do with that snippy attitude that some cast members have. So Nicole and I had a fast pass for Pirates of the Caribbean. Showed up on time, no problem. Did the magic band thing, got the green light, went in. We're standing in line. We're waiting. All of a sudden, we notice that people start getting out of the boats. They're in the loading area. We're thinking, oh, something's not right. Something's going on. And people are getting out, and they're walking through the fast pass line back out through the entrance. Like, oh, this is not good. Cast member comes over the intercom and says, this ride's having technical difficulties, blah, 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 blah. It'll be at least 45 minutes to an hour before it returns to service. Okay, no problem. Yeah, I understand. Thanks for letting me know. So Nicole and I turn around and we start to walk back out through that area back towards the entrance so that we can go and do something else with her friend Amber. As we're walking through, a cast member is standing there where the standby line is, and he is saying to people who are in the fast pass line headed out, he says, "You won't be getting another fast pass if you decide to leave. That's on you." With a really, really bad, smirky attitude and smirky and bad, snippety tone of voice. "You're not going to get another fast pass. You're doing this on your own." Guess what, dude? I'm not going to stand in this line for the next hour, maybe longer, because the attraction is down. So in the fact I don't get another fast pass, okay, fine. Whatever. I'm going to go on about my day and have fun. But I don't need your attitude while I'm walking through the line and leaving. I don't need you telling me, "Well, it's your choice. You're leaving the attraction. You're not going to get another fast pass." Wow. Snippy. Why? What's your deal? Crazy thing about it was, apparently he didn't know what he was talking about. As Nicole and I were leaving Pirates of the Caribbean there at the front, people are talking to cast members standing in front of the attraction. What are they doing? They're getting another fast pass for the attraction because of the technical difficulty. Now, how bad does Mr. Snippity inside the attraction look as he's got an attitude with people as they're walking out? "Oh, you're not getting another fast pass. You're doing this on your own. You're not getting another one." And what's happening outside the attraction? They're handing over fast passes to people. "Sorry about this. We don't want you to waste your fast pass. You can come back at a later time." But this guy apparently didn't care. Didn't care one single bit. That's the attitude that I'm talking about. That's the snippy attitude I'm talking about. That's the cast member who's having a really bad day and taking it out on the guests, cast member. And apparently that's the kind of thing that is not happening over at Universal. Disney, let me tell you this. If that continues, you're going to get some bad reviews that people are going to read and people are going to remember. What you need to do when you're training these cast members, you need to focus a little bit more on the customer service aspect. Don't worry so much about them pointing with two fingers. Talk to them about how to treat guests properly. I was talking to some other people, and I said to him, I said, "You do realize that some of the higher level Disney executives left the Disney company and went to Universal down the street. Wonder if they took some of that customer service happiness with them to train Universal cast members." Makes me wonder. But when you're training these people, you need to focus on customer service a little bit more, because it's becoming way too often that we as guests experience bad attitudes with cast members. And those are two situations in one day that I experienced. Makes me wonder what other experiences guests at Walt Disney World are having when it comes to cast members with bad attitudes. Makes me wonder. Those are your headlines here on Press Row.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Swisher Radio, srsounds.com.
It's email time.
It's email time. Hey, everybody, it's email time.
Got a quick email that I need to get to. This one comes from Maggie Hurd. Question for you, Jeff. How do you feel about the rumors of redoing the Grand Fiesta Tour to Coco? I think it's a great idea and think it would really boost wait times for the ride. And I was wondering what you thought. And I was like, interesting. Very interesting. Had not heard that rumor as of yet. She said, "We also walked around last night during Moonlight Magic, and they already had some stuff up in the pavilion, so it would be perfect." All right, Maggie. I have not seen the movie Coco as of yet. But what I do know is that Coco has done very, very well in the theaters. Now let's look at the Grand Fiesta Tour right now. Let's look at the attraction for the Mexico Pavilion there in the World Showcase. Do you remember what it was before? The El Rio du Tempio, whatever you want to call it thing. Okay. It was a halfway decent attraction for its time. It was made, you know, back in the 80s. There was not much to it, really. You know? It started to get old. It started to get dated. Disney said, oh, you know, we need to change this up a little bit. So what did they do? They turned it into the Grand Fiesta Tour with the Three Caballeros. The song, Donald and the gang, all that stuff. But did they do really many upgrades to the attraction? Not really. They added the song. They added the characters to the scenes that you see on the screens. And they added some animatronics to the three animatronics to the very end of the attraction. Did it boost anything for the attraction and for the pavilion? It did at first. When the Grand Fiesta Tour first opened, you know, people were really interested. Hey, we got to go see this. We got to go check this out. People saw it. And they're like, oh, all right. Yeah, this seems okay. You know. And then what happened? The line for the attraction died down to what exactly it was before. Practically no wait whatsoever. I think the longest that I've had to wait for the Grand Fiesta Tour would be maybe 3 or 4 minutes tops. Is it a good representation of Mexico, their culture, and their country? You could say 50-50. But at the same time, is Frozen a good representation of the country and the culture of Norway? A lot of people would tell you, no, it's not. Frozen has nothing to do with Norway. Why is the attraction in there? We've had this discussion before. So you ask yourself, does the attraction need another update? Does the attraction need a boost? Does the pavilion need another boost? Even though I've never seen the movie Coco, I've seen the trailers, plural. I've seen them all. I've looked at them. And I have noticed the mariachi band singing the songs and stuff like that. I did go and look and see the different decor that they put up from the movie. I think it also does fit very well. If this rumor turns out to be true, that Coco is implemented into the Mexico Pavilion, is implemented into the attraction, here's what needs to happen. You need to actually redo the attraction. Don't just take the characters from Coco and throw them up on the screen. No, not the case. Don't need to do that again. That's not going to work. What you need to do is you need to redo the attraction. It's a boat ride. Love it. Love boat rides at Walt Disney World. Keep that part of it. That's fine. But the rest of it needs to come down. Let's throw some animatronics in there. Let's throw some great original songs from the movie in there. And let's make people want to come to the Mexico Pavilion and ride this attraction. And what's that going to do? Hey, they're going to stick around and they're going to buy merchandise. What else are they going to do? They're going to stick around and they're going to have food. What else are they going to do? They're going to go home and they're going to tell people, you need to ride that new attraction in Mexico. Because just from the trailer itself, it's a good representation, from what I can tell, of Mexico and its culture. From what I can tell, I don't know specifically, I'm not from Mexico. But it looks to me like it would be a lot better than the Grand Fiesta Tour is right now. Because nobody seems to care. Nicole and I think we've been on it once, maybe twice together. The rest of the time, we bypass Mexico completely unless we're eating there. We have no interest whatsoever, or unless we're getting tequila shots. We have no interest of going in there for anything because the attraction doesn't do anything for us. They simply threw in the three characters, changed up the song, and that's about it. You need to redo the attraction. If you're going to do Coco, if the rumor ends up turning to be true, you need to redo the entire attraction. Keep the boat part, keep the water, the temple, love it, keep it. Don't let anybody climb it. But you need to redo the attraction. So, that pretty much says it on that. That's what I think about it. I have to see the movie. Flat out, I need to see the movie. So, Maggie, thank you so much for your email. If you want to send an email to me, all you have to do is send it to dw60@srsounds.com. You can send it to me on Twitter at @dw_60. And you can also send me a message via the DW60 Facebook page. And that is email time.
All aboard the Holiday Music Express!
Step into the sounds of the season.
Gee, thanks. I've always wanted a Snuggie.
Tis the season of regifting.
I wanna stop. And thank you, baby.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
Okay, just going to do a little house cleaning here on some production stuff. So you may have noticed over the Thanksgiving holiday, there was an episode uploaded to DW60's iTunes feed and also Stitcher radio feed. It was called S1 Bonus Episode Part 1, Heroes and Villains. That, for some reason, was an error. That was not supposed to be uploaded to the DW60 podcast feed via iTunes and Stitcher Radio. That is actually what's called the Free Rotation podcast. They are part of the Weeby Geeks Network, and they talk about Marvel, DC, games, all kinds of different stuff. Good group of people, good podcast. But for some reason, there was an error when they uploaded theirs, and it ended up on both of the feeds for iTunes and Stitcher Radio, so I want to apologize for that. And we're trying to fix the problem as best we can. But if you want to hear more of their show, they are available on iTunes, they are available on Stitcher Radio, and they're also available via the Weeby Geeks Network. So if you want to listen to their podcast, that's where you need to go. The Free Rotation Podcast. They're on Twitter, at The Free Rotation, YouTube, and Twitch as well. So check out those guys. But we're working on the issue, so sorry about that. Hopefully, we won't have the issue again. All these little numbers and letters that you have to use to upload shows to get them on iTunes and Stitcher Radio and Weeby Geeks and everything. There's a lot of little numbers and symbols and everything else involved. Simple mistake. That just happens. That's all. All right, so that's all that I've got for this week. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, like I said before, you've got the opportunity to email me with any questions, concerns, stories, or anything else that you want to contact me about. DW60@srsounds.com is where you can email me. Send a message on Twitter at DW_60. And you can also send me a message in the Sorcerer Radio Disney Fun Zone. I'll see you next week for another edition of DW60's Press Row Podcast. Have a magical day.
Transmission commencing.
This is Wookiee Radio.
Translated for the Wookiee Apparel.
I like that Wookiee.
Your hosts, Ken, Derek, and Mike, bring you the latest news and commentary from the far reaches of the galaxy.
Hold it. Hold it. I said hold it.
Subscribe today on iTunes and Stitcher.
I just assumed he's a Wookiee.
Start listening today, and remember,
the Force will be with you, always.
Woohoo! That was scary. Can we go again?
Hey, Dan Barnes here. I'm inviting you to take a ride with me on E-Ticket Time.
I'll be playing a full hour of all the best ride-throughs from all your favorite Walt Disney World attractions. No Fast Pass required here. Just tune in Mondays at 1 p.m. and 8 p.m. Eastern, only on Sorcerer Radio. Yeah, yeah. SRSounds.com.
Getting ready for your next visit to Walt Disney World? Well, why not check out Disney Trip Tips Fridays at 1 p.m. on Sorcerer Radio at srsounds.com with me, Sandy Alexander. Disney favorites from the parks, resorts, movies, and TV, and the tips that the family and I have used on our many visits to Walt Disney World. And if you have any tips or photos you'd like to share, you can post them at the Disney Trip Tips Facebook page. You can even follow me on Twitter at Disney Trip Tips. Disney Trip Tips on Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music all day long. SRSounds.com.
Hi, this is Sorcerer, thanking you, the listeners, for your continued support of Sorcerer Radio, a station committed to bringing the best Disney programming in keeping with Walt Disney's vision, a station where children and parents can have fun listening together and also transporting you back to that favorite place that you all love so much, Walt Disney World. Thanks again for listening. Have a magical day.
Celebrate the season with Sorcerer Radio, playing holiday and Disney favorites 24 hours a day at srsounds.com.